little bit more than mid screen, pop them up, shield slash, pop them up again, shield slash, charge star.
Oh god, it's so freaking hot here today in San Diego. Yeah.
Yeah.
I know. Hey folks, welcome back. Shadow Games Podcast number 107. One hot ass hell day here in San Diego.
With fires all around us.
Yeah, now fires all around up north, northern San Diego, so it's away from us, but we can still see it.
We've had a few down here in the south.
Like?
A few miles away, Del Zura, Spring Valley.
Spring Valley has continued since yesterday. Anywho, we're sweating our balls out here. Well, in here, in our little studio here. When you gotta get some AC in this bitch next time, man. I forgot you're too poor to do anything else anyway, so. Alright. So, other than the extreme health I've been having this week, what have I been playing this week? Well, for me, I've been playing a whole lot more Marvel Puzzle Quest because my crystals have been stacking up like crazy, and I've been, that's all I've been doing. And, with this game, also this week I've been playing Super Street Fighter 4 AE Edition because Ultra Street Fighter 4 is coming out next month, and I am stoked about that, same with George. So, I have a little bit more to brush up on that, see what's going on from there. What else? So this past week I went to the San Diego Fighting Game Community Salt Mines, and we had a couple of LA guys show up, had some fun playing Marvel 3. We had the one, the only Killer Kai that showed up from LA. We also had that sucks. Let's see. We also had a couple of people. I forgot who. Respect Gokin was there too as well. I can't remember the other guys. But they were all good tournament players. Came out on top was Killer Kai himself. Second place was Rusty Shackelford. Good guy. And other than that, well, that's been it for me. Other than work and sweating my balls off.
Yeah.
Alright, for a whole lot less boringness. Well, more boringness, my bad. Wayne? Boring!
I went ahead and beat Amazing Spider-Man 2. Finally. Got to be able to put that down.
So how'd you like it?
It had its fun moments, but overall it just kind of dragged on.
Yeah, on.
A little repetitive. Some of the craziest thing about Amazing Spider-Man 2 was the battle with the Black Cat.
Felicia Hardy?
Yeah, that was the most difficult battle in the entire game. And that was the second boss you run into. Other than that, more Marvel Alliance, Avengers Alliance. I think that's really about it.
Wayne, you are lagging behind more than me.
I'm trying to think. I thought I played something else, but I don't know. I think I might have jumped more into Call of Duty one day, but I don't know. For Amazing Spider-Man 2, it's a decent game, but it's got some frustrating moments to it, the way it's designed. I would honestly say wait till it gets down to around the $20 mark before you pick it up.
Or just red box it.
Yeah. That's another way of doing it.
Whew. It's pretty warm here today, folks.
Yeah.
It's around, 94, 95 in Cornell, where I work at.
Yeah.
Jesus, man, I think it's hot as Hades right now. Ugh. So, let's talk about something off the subject. Any movies coming up that you notice that's coming up on Friday, Wayne?
Oh, we got Godzilla.
Hell yeah, Godzilla. Shoot.
I'm going to go see it this weekend sometime, if I can find time. Get out of the heat.
Oh, yeah. A lot of people are going to be packed in those movie theaters.
Another one that looks like it might be good is, a Thousand Ways to Die in the West or something like that?
A Million Ways to Die in the West. Dude, that thing is hilarious. If you guys haven't seen it, it stars, what's his name? I have a brain fart here right now. It's too hot. He's the guy who created Family Guy.
Yeah, Seth MacFarlane.
Seth MacFarlane, there you go. So he's pretty much, It's like the movie Ted. He created very fun, very crazy in a way, and also it saw Charlize Theron in the movie with a several supporting cast. And if you guys haven't seen the trailer, go watch the Red Band trailer. It's pretty funny, very funny indeed. And one of the Red Band trailers shows him on his horse, you know, riding around town in the middle of the night, and sees a barn with a lot of flash coming, you know, light flashes coming out of it. So he goes in there, looks at it, peeks in, and sees Doc Brown. With his, yes, Doc Brown from Back to the Future, Part 3.
Nice.
So he asks him, hey, what's going on? So Doc Brown in shot turns around, covers his car, covers the DeLorean, he goes, a weather experiment. Yeah. Yeah. Yes. That is definitely a plus for me. It's a must. And, yeah. Other than that, as we said earlier, Godzilla is the other one that we are looking forward to.
Yeah.
What else? Well, other than that, we also got Transformers coming up pretty soon.
Yeah.
And also next week is
X-Men?
Days of Future Past.
Yeah.
Which is pretty awesome. So, alright, so let's get to the news and see what we got over here.
Yeah, Ubisoft has actually got a new racing game coming out called The Crew, which is actually calling it the World of Warcraft of driving games.
Oh, dear God.
It's an MMO racing game, basically. I don't know how that's going to work exactly, but...
Sorry, man, I kind of opened the door a little bit.
Yeah, we need the air.
Ah!
I don't know. They don't really give us much details on what's going on with this, but they are saying that it's going to feature an RPG-like system, so you can collect parts and then use them to upgrade your car, just like you would in World of Warcraft with your gear.
Yes, typical.
So, yeah, it's a game that's been in development for more than 6 years, though, but it's going to come out this fall on Xbox One, PS4, PC. So that'll be interesting. I'm
6 years?
Yeah.
It better be as good as StarCraft, because we had well over 10 years for that game.
Right? And here's a game that's coming out next week that we're really looking forward to.
Yes, it's pretty awesome. It's called Wolfenstein The New Order. Sorry.
Yeah.
A long day for both of us, especially for me. Especially this week. Alright, tell us a little bit about it. So we just saw the trailer earlier. Before we started podcasting.
This is taking Wolfenstein and it's bringing it to a modern age, but in a different way. Think of it this way. The Nazis won, and now we got to go back and fix things. I'm not sure exactly how that's all supposed to work out in this way, but yeah, it's an alternate reality. It's in the 1960s, after the Nazis somehow advanced technology and were able to win World War II. So, they have control over the world. And Blazkowicz is back, ready to kick some butt.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, yeah.
It's been quite a long time since I played that game.
Wolfenstein was one of my favorite games to play when I was a kid. I mean, I've always been looking forward to some good sequels, and the last few games weren't bad, but they weren't top-notch.
Well, it wasn't top-notch as the original one.
No. But this is looking very good. Very, very good.
Awesomely good. So, Atari resurrecting 1982 game Haunted House for the iOS devices. Yo!
Ooh,
if you guys haven't played Haunted House back then, you guys are missing out something in your childhood. This is an awesome game. Very awesome game. When you played it?
Actually, I don't recall playing it, but I may have. Those days were kind of sketchy. Yeah, so they're actually reviving it as a free-to-play endless runner.
Fun game. Hopefully it reminds us of the old school. If you guys actually watched it or played it or remember playing it or remember something about it, hopefully you guys will, you know, kickstart something through it. So pretty much a new 3D version of the game.
Yeah,
it's gonna arrive for the 360, the Wii, the PC, and in 2010. Okay,
what?
Wait, what the hell?
I know a new version came out in 2010.
Yeah, but it never. Pretty much faltered through. I saw it, but I'm like, nah, it didn't look that good.
Yeah.
Next.
Oh, Flappy Bird. Yeah.
Yes! If you guys haven't noticed, the news is out. Flappy Bird will be returning in August with a multiplayer. With a new multiplayer, and they say it's going to be less addictive. Yeah, right.
Yeah.
I still have the original one on my phone. Yeah.
So it's going to have, the multiplayer mode. That'll be interesting to see how that's going to be. He hasn't said what that means yet, so whether it's gonna be free or paid, we don't know yet either.
Yeah, it's gonna be for free. I mean, he made a whole lot more money just
with advertisements. Free. Yeah.
So he got tired of actually being rich, you dumb bastard.
Yeah.
Ugh.
And Philips is actually seeking a Wii U band.
Yeah, this is pretty much a shocker right here. So.
After it claims Nintendo copied patents. Yeah, so the lawsuit was launched last week. Basically asking the U.S. to remove it from sale. So, what was it here? So the first bit of code can mirror a user's real-life actions inside of a game, with a second patent revolving around an input system featuring a pointing device. I'm not sure exactly how these are going to come out, but it happens all the time between different companies. They're always trying to find ways to get more money out of somebody, or, you know, because they want to, you know, they'll design a patent and put it up on the shelf until somebody else comes along and tries doing it.
Yeah, pretty much. So what do you think, Wayne? You think Philips is going to win, or you going to throw it out?
You know, it's one of those things where you don't really know the full details of the patent, so it's really hard to say. Nintendo's got a lot going for them, and honestly, I think Philips is going to be grasping at straws, most likely. You know, and chances are, if they get this one won, they're going to go after Microsoft and Sony, too, so...
Great. Really, Philips? You dumb bastard.
Yeah, because, I mean, come on. You're talking about a pointing device. Really? That's so broad?
A pointing... Yeah, I have a stylus on my phone. Does that count, Wayne?
It could, depending on how the patent is written.
Oh, retarded.
Yeah.
All right, so good news for the Xbox Live Gold refunds. Will be available when entertainment apps become free. So pretty much, you get Twitch, of course, Netflix, Hulu, all that entertainment app that's on your Xbox One.
Yeah, so you won't have to have an Xbox Live Gold account to access those anymore. You'll still need a subscription to a lot of them, you don't need Gold anymore. So that's coming up with a new update coming out to the Xbox One and 360.
Mm-hmm.
There's going to be a lot of changes coming out for those two systems.
So I've heard.
Definitely looking very good. That also comes on the heel of the new Xbox One without a Kinect coming out for
$399. Yes, that was announced this past week.
I'm kind of, you know, torn on that one because the Kinect really is perfect with the Xbox One. It really works well.
But do you think it's worth it?
Honestly, yeah. I mean, I can't see myself playing the Xbox One without the Kinect now that I've been using it.
Well, so what games have you been using it on?
Really, I use it for the voice commands and things like that. I mean, be able to play a game and just being Xbox, record that, they get a clip of the video, you know, a little clip of what I've been playing. Things like that, you know, telling it to launch an app or pause a video. I mean, those things really come in really handy. I will be trying, Kinect Sports Rivals pretty soon, too, so I'll see how that works out. I still don't have a very large area to play in, so I'm not sure how that's going to work out for me with the actual motion-based controls. But yeah, if you have Xbox Live Gold and you don't want to keep it for the games with Gold or multiplayer and just use it for, you know, just get online to do your video apps and so forth, you'll be able to get a refund. Pretty cool, huh?
That's true, yes.
So it's going to be prorated. That'll be the request will have to be put in by August 31st of 2014 here. It'll take about 6 to 8 weeks to process, which is pretty standard.
Yeah, that's typical.
So here's one for you, Fidel.
All right, Harry Potter spinoff hits theaters November 2016. Well, let's hear about this. Well, how about the game, Wayne?
Yeah, right?
So pretty much Warner Brothers announced the premiere date of the first installment in the trilogy, but there's no word on the video games yet, so we'll see how that one goes. I mean, you know, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them. The hell? Really?
Yep.
Okay. I've heard about this, but I haven't really got into it yet, or I haven't, you know, dug into it yet at this time. Warner Brothers announced it, the first three movies in the Harry Potter spinoff trilogy, so we'll see how that one goes. It's going to be...
Basically they're taking the book, the textbook, Fantastic Beasts and Where to Find Them, from Harry Potter movie, and then adapting that book itself for a movie. So it's a fictional book within another book. It's going to be rewritten now to be a movie. Pretty trippy there, huh?
Mm-hmm.
It's going to be very interesting here. It's gonna be starting in New York about 70 years before Harry Potter's story begins. They're saying it's not a prequel, it's not a sequel, but an extension of that franchise. So,
true.
No word on the video games yet, though. Obviously, if it's going to be a hit, there's going to be a video game for it. And knowing the Harry Potter world, I'm guessing it's going to be a hit.
No, it has to be a hit. If they screw this one up, it's going to suck.
Right? So, back to the Xbox One. Without the Kinect, some of the things that are going around right now in terms of rumors is that it could potentially, without a Kinect, lead to a overall performance boost on the system. That's because technically the Xbox One reserves about 10% of its graphics resources for Kinect and that functionality. I don't think it'll really make much difference as everybody's thinking it is. Just because you have to tap into that with the right code and everything.
Hey man, 10% is 10%.
Yeah, but you have to code it that way to handle that, and then if you're doing that and somebody has a Kinect, then you know you're gonna have issues. So it's hard to say, but I'm not really too worried about that. And we've got new DLC I have to go home and download for Titanfall.
Titanfall, new DLC, thank God. So if you guys, I don't know why I'm asking this, if you guys haven't played it yet, you guys are stupid. Titanfall is one of the best games out there, multiplayer online, in my opinion.
Yeah.
So Wayne, tell us what's going on with the kind of download they're having.
So we're getting three new maps, Swampland, which looks really fun, Runoff, and War Games. It's going to be $10 by itself, or if you had the $25 season pass, you'll get that. We're also expecting Respawn to give us two new map packs later on. And we're also getting, there'll also be a free update coming along that'll bring new game modes. So yeah, it's definitely going to be a fun little map pack to play, some new stuff going on there. Not sure exactly what's coming down the pipeline here, but one of the things that the new experiences looks like could be a space cannon that fires Titans. So something going on with that. So
something a little more different. All right.
Yeah, we're not sure how that's gonna work out. That's confusing. Yeah. And of course, we already talked about the Xbox One price drop with no Kinect.
So that's about $50.
$3.99 now.
Oh, not bad.
Yeah, so I mean, it's not a bad price drop. And if you were on the fence because you weren't sure about having a Kinect, and oh no, they might be watching me. Yeah, sure.
Screw you. F off. All right, go ahead and tell this one, Lane. I'm stoked about this.
All right, come in June, the Xbox 360 is going to be getting three free games through the Games with Gold program. So you have Xbox Live Gold on the 360, you're getting three free games. Those games will be, let me pull it up here, we are getting Dark Souls.
Dark Souls is one of them.
Yep.
Oh, that's something I know of.
Following that, we're going to get an Xbox Live Arcade game, Charlie Murder. That came out last August, so that's actually a rather new game still. The bonus game in June is going to be Street Fighter 4.
The original one?
Specifically Street Fighter 4 Arcade Edition.
Oh, the AE Edition? Okay, not bad.
Yeah. So, not bad there, huh? Speaking of games with gold, though, in June, we are also getting games with gold to the Xbox One. So with that, you'll get two free games on Xbox One as well. I'm going to be downloading so many things lately.
Yeah.
But the games you'll get will be Halo, Spartan Assault, and then Max, the Curse of Brotherhood. So Halo, Spartan Assault, if you haven't played it, is a very fun, addictive game. I'm still going through it here and there. I haven't played Max, but I hear it's a really good game as well. So make sure you keep your Xbox Live Gold up, and we'll see how things go there. Microsoft has already said that they're, you know, planning on bringing bigger and better things to the Games with Gold platform. We're also going to be getting deals with Gold starting in June as well, where we'll be getting discounts on games and content for things like Forza and Rise. And there will also be with Xbox Live Gold members, we'll be able to get access to pretty soon here, a virtual VIP room on the Xbox One that'll allow us to look at the free games, monthly deals, and other great benefits. Just one simple access to access everything. So, great way to see what was coming.
Yep. So, well, that's about it this week. It's been a little bit slow, but we're picking it up slowly, as always. Con season's coming up. Well, con season's already here, but granddaddy of all, Comic-Cons should be coming up in about 2 months.
Yep, I can't
wait. 2.5 Oh, yeah, no, yeah, 2 months. So
I'm really working on trying to get into E3 for us, or at least myself.
Yeah, especially you need to get in.
I'm trying. I got some contacts I'm working with to try to get in. So we'll go from there. We'll see if we can make it. I may only make it 1 day or 2 days, but I'll try to see what I can do. It's gonna be fun. Woo! This heat's killing me.
Twit. Alright. So, anything else you want to add in before we say adios?
I think that's about it. Keep checking our Facebook page.
Like us, share us.
Definitely. We still got our. We're still in May, so we're still doing our cosplay of the day. So, they're putting out some really awesome cosplayers, showing what they're into. Some really awesome cosplay and why they cosplay, that sort of thing. So keep an eye on that. Obviously, more content coming. I believe we're gonna soon have a nice lengthy little review going through on the Powerpuff Girls comics.
That's gonna be awesome.
That'll be interesting. Yeah, definitely looking forward to see how that's gonna turn out. We've got some other reviews just posted. I think I just reviewed More Than Meets the Eye number 29, which
yep.
is
that was on the site right now.
Which, if you haven't read that comic and you're a Transformers fan, you need to, because that last page or so there, you'll find somebody in a coffin that you're gonna be like, "What the hell's going on?" Whoo.
Okay.
Goosebumps.
Nerd. All right. Anywho, so this is us for this week. Tune back in next week. We'll give you some more shenanigans, some more reviews, some more news, especially that's coming up. And so again, this is Wayne Fidel from TwoShotsOfGeek.com, and we're here to bring you a feature 8 bits at a time. Let's go. See what I did there?